You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Nerdy is defined as someone characterized by an obsessive interest in something. Xbox, Marvel, technology, D&D, Lord of the Rings, escape rooms, Pokemon, Funko Pop, Star Wars, PlayStation, comic books, Magic the Gathering, Nintendo, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. All of that is Tech D Rob, host of the Nerd News Podcast, your source for everything nerdy.
I realize you guys are all nerds.
And this is the Nerd News Podcast.
Welcome to the Nerd News Podcast. My apologies for there not being a Nerd News Podcast last week. We were off on that Monday, and I didn't realize it was Monday until Tuesday rolled around, and I didn't have a Nerd News Podcast for you. So, I'm going to go over some stuff on here that I might have gone over in that, but we're going to just continue onward with the Nerd News Podcast. And I just watched the new Apple WWDC, and I'm going to talk about the Apple Vision Pro. I'll give you some quick information about it, nothing too crazy. That is still available for you to go watch if you're that interested, but I will tell you how much it costs, and I will tell you what I think of that cost. So that's coming up. And let's get into the quick hits. So video game-wise, on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One PC as well, for some reason not PlayStation 5, Amnesia the Bunker. It may already be out on PlayStation 5. That's the only thing I can think of. Diablo 4, if you didn't pay the extra money to play it early, that comes out today, as well, along with Amnesia as well, on current and next-gen Xbox and PlayStation, along with PC. Harmony, The Fall of Reverie, is out on Switch and PC on Thursday. And also Thursday, MotoGP 23. On all of those platforms we've already talked about, current, next-gen, PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Renfield makes its way to DVD this week. Highly recommend you check that out. Very good Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Holt movie. Fast X is on digital this Friday. I mean, if you're like me and you're just going to finish this out, go ahead and watch it. It's not terrible. It's not good. Mostly it's not. It mostly is bad. It's not terrible, but it's not good. Transformers: Rise of the Beasts is in theaters this Friday. I have a feeling I'll be saying the same thing about that movie as I said about Fast X. But we'll see. I'm going to see that probably this weekend. And then in a few minutes here, when we come back from the break, not only will I be telling you about the Apple WWDC 23, I will also give you reviews of two movies I saw over the weekend, The Boogeyman. And I'm writing that in my notes right now because I forgot to put that in there. And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So, all of those things will be talked about very soon when we return to the Nerd News Podcast.
At @TechD_Rob on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. More Nerd News Podcast next.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at @TechD_Rob. This is the Nerd News Podcast.
So, I just did my first thing of the Nerd News Podcast. And then I look over to grab my water bottle right here. And I see my mic also over here. As you can tell now, it is back in its place right here. However, I don't know if the audio was great in that last segment. I'm not going to redo it. I'll just up it or something. I'm sure that they picked up something at least. So I'm just, you know, it's a Monday when I record these, and my Sonic Pop, that's usually right there, fell, and I didn't catch it until a minute ago. So I'm just not having a good day. I'm kidding. Of course. But, you know, Mondays are a little rough. I'm not trying to be like Garfield or anything, but, I mean, who likes Mondays? Who does? Anyway, so first let's talk about some things. The Netflix password crackdown has hit home for my girlfriend. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't paid for Netflix ever. It's not something that it was on my list of things to purchase. But I've been using my cousin's Netflix whenever anything would come along that I was interested in. I watched The Umbrella Academy. I watched Stranger Things. I watched the first season of The Witcher. I'm drawing a blank on anything else that's of note from the Netflix group. But it is something that I was not worried about. And when they said they were going to start doing this password crackdown, I wasn't interested. I was like, okay, well, I'm just not watch Netflix anymore. I'm just not going to pay. I'm not going to pay for the most expensive streaming service there is, for some random stuff that, and 90% of the time when I go to Netflix, I scroll through and I don't find anything to watch. I don't do it. It's just, there's nothing notable on there to me. So on Saturday, or maybe it was Friday, maybe been Friday evening. I didn't go out or anything. I was with my girlfriend and, she was watching murder stuff in the bed, which she tends to do. She's a big fan of the murder genre. Sorry, I was reading a text from her. She was asking about dinner tonight from Zaxby's. In case you were curious what I was having for dinner on the night of record this podcast. But anyway, she was trying to watch something and it popped up. Let me see. Where did I find that? Where did I send it? I have it somewhere on this. Typically, I would be able to go, oh, it's on my phone, but my phone is what records this. And that's why it looks so damn crisp and clear. Gosh, I love the iPhone for recording like this. But I have it in a text message sent over the weekend. It says, this TV isn't part of your Netflix household. Create an account to enjoy your own Netflix today. There's a button for that, and it says, did we get it wrong? You have options. You can update your Netflix household, or say, I'm traveling. I don't know how the I'm traveling thing works. It's not my account, so I didn't click it. I just told her, I said, well, I guess if you want to watch Netflix, you're going to buy your own. Because the deal is, I'm not buying Netflix. I'm just not going to, especially after this. You know, that's how they built their platform. They got people interested. They're like, you know, share it with people. And there was a tweet from 2017 that Blockbuster dug up, which, you know, Blockbuster's pretty much dead as well. But Blockbuster dug it up and it said something about sharing your password. So, like, I just don't like that they're going back on it. I really don't like that part. It's, I think that they think they're too good. They have a lot of faith in their platform. And I know this worked in Canada. I know this approach worked there, but hopefully the American people will show them how they've been incorrect on how this should work. And I'm just going to band with the rest of the people who don't watch enough Netflix for it to be worth it and hope hope the number's few enough that they go back on this. But, I don't know. Hopefully they lose money is what I'm hoping, because I'm just not going to buy Netflix. I'm not gonna. You can't make me, and I won't. There are, like, Disney Plus, I'll gladly pay for. HBO, I might pay for, but I get that for free because I have AT&T for my phone service. It's, you know, there's just a bevy of other streaming services that are way better. Apple TV Plus I get because I'm on my brother's family plan, and we pay for extra storage space on the cloud, which comes with Apple TV Plus, which I think is one of the better streaming services. And I basically have never had to pay for Apple TV Plus because I get other services from Apple. It's just wild that they think that they're that good to me. And maybe I'm in the minority here, but I hope other people stand strong against Netflix. But either way. Next on my list of things to talk about, just a quick, a couple quick little things. The Meta Quest 3 has been announced for $499. Now, the main difference between it and the Meta Quest 2 is a new chipset, and it's 40% slimmer, but apparently heavier. Now, I'm sure there will be other differences as time goes along, but they had to release this information as quick as possible, because they knew that at Apple's WWDC, they'd be announcing some sort of headset. So they wanted to be the first ones to, you know, get their name out there like that. Which, smart. Smart idea. And then, what else can we look at here? The Meta Quest 3. I'm just trying to delete some things as I go here. Okay, Magic the Gathering has a new set with a pre-release next week. It is for Lord of the Rings, which I'm pretty excited about, to be honest with you. I'm sorry, I'm trying to adjust things in the background of my computer. It brings together two of my favorite things, Lord of the Rings, fantasy in general, and Magic the Gathering, the trading card game of choice by me for the past how many years? I can't give you a set number, but I've played it on and off pretty much the whole time I've played card games. So I'm pretty excited about this one in general. The Barbie movie used so much pink paint, there was an international shortage, which is just the dumbest sentence I've ever said on this podcast. It's just... Why? Couldn't most of that be done with CGI? You know, green screen effects? I don't know. I guess they're trying to be practical, but why? This movie better be good. And I don't mean like... It better be adult good. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. But anyway, I'm really hoping it's not just terrible, because I feel like Margot Robbie can do almost anything. Ryan Gosling's pretty good in most things as well. That's not Ryan Gosling, is it? Barbie movie. Hold on. Barbie... It's Ryan Gosling. Yeah. That's Ryan Gosling. Okay. I get him and Ryan Phillippe mixed up. And it's just because their name's Ryan, to be honest with you. There's not much that similar to the two of them. But yeah, I'll see it. And that's just because I'll probably see almost any movie. With the AMC A-list thing, it doesn't hurt for me to go see something. But yeah. So, last thing before I review some movies and give you the Apple WWDC information... Tears of the Kingdom. I am now, before this podcast, 80 hours into this game. And I'm starting to feel the way I felt about Breath of the Wild. Still a great game, but I think I'm getting fatigue of the same game. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun to play. But I feel like me, myself, I am one who is prone to get bored quicker. And I did with Breath of the Wild. I never finished the game. I never went and beat Ganon, Calamity Ganon, whatever it was, the final boss. I never did that. I beat all the four Spirit Guardians, whatever they were called, but never went to that part. And I think if for me to not have the same thing happen with this game, I'm going to have to dig in and finish this game very soon. Or I'm going to get bored with it. And that's no fault of the games. It's just the way I am as a person. I did the same thing with The Last of Us. If you follow me on Twitch, you would have seen me play that for a little bit. And then I went on to Hogwarts. Then I went on to Resident Evil 4. Now we're on to this. What's coming up next? I mean, I kind of want to play Street Fighter. I am constantly trying to find a new game to play. It's just me. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, that's where we're at on Tears of the Kingdom. Again, 80 hours in, probably the most I've played any game in a long, long time. But it's just because I was playing it for so long, to be honest with you. And one more quick thing. Spider-Man 2, the video game, more footage was shown last week in a PlayStation little thing. Couldn't be more excited about it. Kraven the Hunter seems to be a big part of the game. Venom, of course, a big part of the game. The symbiote. You can see it has gotten onto Peter Parker in these trailers. And he is wearing the black suit, which is exciting that information will be available to you in the game at some point. Which you knew it would be when Venom was going to be the bad guy. That's the logical next step in that. So, it should be pretty cool. Should be very, very fun. And very excited about it. And quick little note before I even talk about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. New footage from that game is in that movie. Without giving any information about where or what. Just be on the lookout if you go see it for someone playing a video game. And you'll know what I'm talking about. So, that is that. Let's see. Now, let's talk about the Apple WWDC real quick. It is... This is just a quick, brief rundown, and I'll give you more information about things as I see fit. There's a new OS for pretty much everything. WatchOS, iOS, macOS, iPadOS. You know, all the different things that you can get. There's new Macs. There's a Mac Mini that uses the new Apple Silicon. And they also introduced a new Mac Pro that also uses the Apple Silicon. So now they have one of every of their types of computers, including a 15-inch MacBook Air, which is previously only available in 13-inch. So the all the Mac lineup, excuse me, every computer available in the Mac lineup now has a Apple Silicon version of it, which is supposed to be 4 to 8 times faster, at least, than the Intel chips that they were using. And what does this mean? It means a little bit more uniformity across their platforms. So anything that is released probably can be used on most of their different things. And it's a good sign that you're going to have less worry about future-proofing as far as computers go. Like, the Mac silicone chips are going to be probably better going forward for Macs than the Intel would have been, simply because they're not going to support an Intel chip when they can support their own chip, and that's just the way they probably, I assume that's the way they handled it. They also announced that Kojima, Hideo Kojima, was bringing a new game to Mac, but the new game ended up just being a re-release of Death Stranding, unfortunately. So yeah, that was disappointing. I was hoping it was a new IP for him, and not, you know, Delivery Man the game. Death Stranding, just not something that's ever interested me, to be honest with you. But the big thing at the Apple WWDC was a Apple augmented reality headset. At the beginning of it, I saw the item. I said at least $1,000, which turned out to be way wrong. A friend of mine I was talking to in Discord before, he was like, I'm guessing no less than $1,200. I said, okay, that's fair. Watch through the whole thing, see everything that's coming up with it. And they say, starting at $3,500. And I went, oh my God. Well, there goes the shot of me ever having one. I'm just not spending $3,500 on something that is recreationally based. I mean, there are work applications to it for some people, but it's all superfluous. You don't need this to do anything. It's $3,500 for an experience-based peripheral. it gives you an extension of your MacBook, but in itself is not a computer. It's not. I mean, there's computer things to it. It uses a new R chip. The M1 and the M2 chips are what they use in their computers. This uses what they call an R chip, the R1, and it's, I mean, look, it's cool. But $3,500 for something that isn't, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't up your production in any way. Whereas like a new MacBook, those can be, you can justify that. You can write it off on taxes because it's for work, you know? You can use it for work stuff, but it's nothing. I mean, I'm sure you can still write it off, but it doesn't add anything to your work. It doesn't make your work easier. At least I don't think it does. But I tell you, somebody who's got just $3,500 laying around and is a pervert is going to have some great applications for this. I can tell you that now. I'm not going to get into the gross math that I went over with some friends of mine because just look at it. Just know that industry that I'm talking about, the industry for, what's the PC way to say it? Sex workers? Not like in-person prostituting ones, like, you know, the ones digitally. They will find innovation first, always. That business is the innovator of almost all technology. So, I have a feeling that they're going to have a field day with this. And I'm not saying that's going to be like the number one use for it. It's not. I never would say that. But they will find and utilize this the best of any team out there. I guarantee it. And they always do. So, that's the WWDC in a nutshell. If you want more information, of course, you can always go to apple.com. They'll have all that stuff listed there. So, movie reviews. Let's start with the one I liked the least. And I think you can figure out between The Boogeyman and Spider-Man, The Boogeyman's going to be the one I liked the least. And it's not simply because I'm such a big Spider-Man fan. It's because Spider-Man was genuinely a good movie. Right after the movie, I use the phrase, it's a 10 out of 10. I don't know if I still believe that, but we'll get to that in a second. The Boogeyman is based on a Stephen King short story. I don't know exact novella, whatever they call them. Excuse me. I hope that didn't come through when I smacked my controller. Or my controller. Who am I? But The Boogeyman, a Stephen King story, is tight. It is an hour and a half, if I remember correctly. Nothing seemed like wasted time. It was tense, start to finish. And there were parts of it that genuinely scared me. And that's a feeling I haven't felt in a long time watching a scary movie. Sinister is one movie that I can think of that made me feel that way. It is a terrifying movie if you've never seen it. Still, scientifically, the scariest movie. And I may have explained that before on this podcast, but basically, it comes down to the fact that people were in heart rate monitors, watched a series of movies. That one got their heart rate going the most. Good movie, by the way. So, The Boogeyman, again, based on Stephen King's short story, novella, novel, whatever. Why do I do that to myself? Anyway. I feel like that is the best media for which to adapt into movies. Because here's the deal. If you have a novel by Stephen King, It, for example, this thick at least, right? The problem you come across is you can't fit all that into one or two movies. I mean, they couldn't fit nearly all that into It 1 and It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2. And you can't do justice to some of these works of art that are books with that short of a time frame for these big of a book. And TV series or TV series is a good way to do those larger things, or a movie of smaller stories, which is what they did here. And a friend of mine that I went to see it with had read that short story and told me how it played differently than the movie. And I will say this, it would have been a lot crazier to end the way the book did, but I think the movie did just as well. It was a lot of fun. Fun is not the word I would use. It was a good scare movie. Scary movies that are truly scary are not a thing these days, in my opinion. And this one was truly scary. I'd give it, if I had to give it out of 10 score, I would say an 8.5 for me. There aren't very many scary movies that I'd give higher than that. Because scary movies intrinsically aren't good movies on the surface. They do what they need to do. They scare you. They have a passable story, at least. And that's all I'm really looking for. But if it's a scary movie that can also be a good movie, Sinister is, I would give it a 9. I also like The Conjurings. I'd give those pretty high scores. But I can't think of one off the top of my head that's just like a masterpiece of a movie that is also a scary movie as well. It just typically, maybe Poltergeist, not Poltergeist, I don't have that one. Maybe The Exorcist is a good one I would think of. But yeah, it's just that they don't go together typically. So that's the only thing. So on to my review of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I said after I had seen this movie, 10 out of 10. And 10 out of 10. Is it a 10 out of 10? Excuse me. Well, the more I think about it, there are some things I didn't like about it. Very few. So I'm going to say 9.5 out of 10. Simply because, and without spoiling anything, I can't really tell you what I didn't like. But what I will say is, much like Ready Player One, which is trending on Twitter when I record this simply because of the Apple Vision Pro thing, Ready Player One tried to shove references down your throat. And I felt like that's kind of what they were doing here, but they didn't shove them down your throat, but they had them so much in the background. Like, all the different Spider-Man characters that you have to, like, get a glimpse of, and you go, was that? And then you never know for sure. This is one that would be good to watch at home. You can pause and go, okay, there's that Spider-Man. Okay, I didn't even notice that Spider-Man. It's one of those things to me. I don't mind a movie with references. I don't. I really enjoy it. But when it's done so subtly that I'm looking for them, but I can't find them because it's flashing too much, that's something that it just doesn't, I don't like it. But I also don't like the other end of the spectrum where they have so many that you're just like, okay, there's the Iron Giant again. There's more. There's another guy. Oh, and another guy. Like Ready Player One did. So, in that note, that was one of my main qualms with the movie. But overall, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. And while there were times I went, I wonder how much time is left. It wasn't because I was like, oh God, wrap it up. It was because I was like, they're not going to wrap this up in time. They're not going to be able to. And I knew going in, and I hope this isn't a spoiler for anybody because they've already said it. This is a part one of two for Across the Spider-Verse. It was originally called Across the Spider-Verse Volume 1. But this is a part two. And as that 2 hour mark was coming, I was like, it's going to be rough to find a good transitional point here to say to be continued or something like that. But they did a pretty good job. And I will be heavily awaiting the sequel to Across the Spider-Verse. And hopefully it doesn't take nearly as long for it to come out as it did for the time in between this one and the previous one. Simply because that was a long, long time. But yeah, there's so many good little references that you'll understand. And some of them might pass you by. And that's, I guess, it's one of the qualms I had. But I will say it's nearly inevitable for something of this magnitude to have that happen to you. Should you see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is the question. Yes, 9.5 out of 10. Very, very good. Best Spider-Man movie ever made. Even better than No Way Home, which was great. It was a 9.4 out of 10, potential, probably. So, you know, real quick, there's one thing I wanted to talk about. I mentioned the Apple Vision Pro earlier, and they talked about all these different things, but then a word popped up that either I'm stupid, or they made it up, or someone else made it up a while back and they're just using it. They used the phrase, or they used the word foveated. F-O-V-E-A-T-E-D. Foveated. Now, when I typed it to someone on my phone, which is made by Apple, foveated did not come up. But when you Google foveated, it does say digital image processing technique. So somebody else recently came up, made up this word, and they're just, you know, going to use it on their with their stuff. Foveated. I hate that. Well, also I'm seeing some regular definitions of foveated. But you know what? Screw it. I don't care. It sounded stupid, and I'm just going to continue to say that Apple was stupid for saying it. That's the Nerd News Podcast. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode, and I will see you next week.
That's it for this week's Nerd News Podcast. Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. Subscribe now. More Nerd News next week.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well,
Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.